In a corner of a conference room on the main floor of the Dena'ina Convention Center in downtown Anchorage, Philip Charette is washing and passing out paintbrushes.
Hundreds. Literally hundreds of paintbrushes.
Charette has sketched portraits of Native leaders from different regions of Alaska onto 5-foot by 8-foot panels.
Each of these panels represent one of the major linguistic groups and cultural groups in Alaska. We've got the Yupik people represented, the Thlinkit people, the Inupiaq people, the Aleut people, and the Athabascan people.
And he's letting the public color in his sketches with paint.
There are people that are part Thlinkit and part Inupiaq that are saying, I have to paint a little bit on the Inupiaq part, and I have to paint a little bit on the Thlinkit part, and, oh, I want to add some to this Athabascan part, too. You know, because we're very connected in a lot of ways.
Connecting young Alaska Natives to their culture is Charette's job. He runs the youth program at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. His program is based on research that shows Alaska Native youth who maintain a connection to their culture and traditions do better in school. Charette is also an artist whose masks, prints, and other creations have traveled to galleries throughout the country. Charette is Yupik. His mother comes from Western Alaska, and his French-Canadian father was in the military. He spent his childhood bouncing between Alaska and the lower 48, and between cultures. During the 1960s, he attended school at Elmendorf Air Force Base, where he says he was abused.
Back then, they did not like Natives at all. Yupik was my first language. I was beaten just about every day. I remember having to eat soap just because I spoke a dirty language. And I was left-handed. They beat my hand until I couldn't close it anymore. And I remember on a number of occasions being dragged down to the office by my hair and being called a dirty, filthy little Native boy by the teacher in front of the other kids.
Thankfully, Charette says, a lot has changed in Anchorage since those days. But he understands that young people today, particularly in urban areas, have their own challenges. This is Stacy Ivanoff's second time attending the Elders and Youth Conference. The 24-year-old lives in Anchorage, but is originally from Unalakleet. She's painting the Inupiaq portrait.
I'm painting the rough, or darkening the rough. I'm the parkas that we use. We like to have a deep light and dark roughs sewn together in the rough. But other places, they like having white roughs. But it looks familiar.
So if you wanted to work with blue, you can bring the blue and bring it really tight in.
Nearby, Ridge Smith is using blue paint to color in a cuspic on the Yupik portrait.
I think it's pretty cool what he's doing, letting everybody paint.
Smith, who lives in Fairbanks but is originally from Dot Lake near Togue, is attending the Elders and Youth Conference and AFN with the Tanana Chiefs Conference for the first time.
My mom's Athabascan, but she lives in Fairbanks, but she brings the culture back with her, so I visit my village too a lot.
Charette says young people like Ivanoff and Smith have new opportunities that past generations did not, but they face the challenge of living in several worlds.
And I think that's part of what this whole project is about, is living in not just two worlds but multiple worlds and making an adjustment, thinking about the core things that hold us together and make us move forward in a very united way. Because if we move forward in a united way, we become much stronger inside.
When the paintings are complete, Charette will write at the bottom of each portrait the core values that span across the Native cultures of Alaska. Things like
it's respecting your elders, you know, it's very important for us to respect elders. Knowing who you are is very, very important. You know, I think a lot of people sort of in this, especially in Anchorage, have sort of lost touch with their language and their heritage. And it's really sort of important for them to really be connected with that.
Charette says once the public is done filling in between the lines, he'll put the finishing touches on the paintings, and all five of them will eventually hang somewhere in the Anchorage community as a symbol of Alaska Native unity. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.